my goodness. Oh my God. I can't breathe. Listen, we said, Jake, that we would come back on if something happened, and nothing has happened except things have kind of happened. I'll start off. They laughed at you, Jake. They laughed at you. They said that Jake, you give him an open canvas and say, what should the Blue Jays do? And he'll come back to you and he'll say they should sign Ohtani and they should try to trade for Juan Soto. And they laugh at you, Jake. And then the winter meetings happen. And what happens? Every rumor is the Jays are in on Ohtani and Soto. It is crazy talk. It's 10 p.m. Eastern on the 7th of December, 2023. Spent the last 5 days absolutely glued to my phone, even more so than usual, assuming the Ohtani decision could come down at any moment, and that maybe, just maybe, that Ohtani decision could be that he's going to play for the Toronto Blue Jays. It seems impossible to say. When I try not to say it out loud, because saying it out loud makes me think it's not going to happen, but quietly reading and sharing tweets and sharing stories and sharing DMs makes me think it might happen. I've gone up and down and back and forth, but the reality is this: according to anybody who has any insight about anything, it's down to two, and the Blue Jays are one of those two teams. Can you believe it?
No, frankly, it's, you know, I think like all of us, we've sort of gone through many, emotions, feelings, opinions, on this in the last week. And I think what I've settled on, other than like a mix of impatience and, anticipation, is I haven't been able to fully like embrace it as a reality. Not even the signing, like just the fact that they're not only in the mix, but very much in the mix. Because I think that, you know, we've talked ourselves into many a player over the years, and we've been excited about many a player over the years. Obviously, 2015 drink, Price and Tulo, Stroman's return, the acquisition of Josh Donaldson, Vlad and Bo's debuts, Manoah's debut, the acquisition of Kevin Gausman, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's Shohei Ohtani, which is such a, let alone the Blue Jays, let alone even Major League Baseball, he is such a monumental figure in sports. Like, if you want to talk the best players in sport, male sports of the sort of big five, he's like third most interesting. Like, it's like, I don't know if this comparison makes any sense, but like, it's kind of like, you know, there's your Mbappes and your Messis, and then it's kind of Shohei at this point in terms of utter dominance of the sport. And to think that a player like that could play for the Blue Jays just seems impossible to me.
It's the greatest free agency in the history of baseball, and the Blue Jays are one of the teams that he might end up playing for. There's a lot of reasons for that, and a lot of reasons, everything is just sort of lined up in a way that, you are absolutely right, we've talked ourselves into a lot of players, we've seen a lot of players, we've been out on a lot of players. Ohtani stands alone, of course, as the best player currently playing baseball, probably the best player any of us will ever see, and in the conversation for like most overall skilled player to ever play baseball. And as you say, one of the most skilled athletes in the world at anything, full stop. It's hard to believe, and it's hard. I get short of breath. The thing for me is, like, the reason that this is as interesting as it is for the Blue Jays is it seems to be, I'm sure this is driving why they are pushing the way that they are pushing and why they are showing up so well for this. This will never happen again. It's never going to happen again yeah. like this. You're never going to have your two pinnacle players, your Vladdy and Bo, 2 years from free agency, but functionally in their athletic primes, ready to take a leap, and a building that has been renovated for 2 years in a row, and the greatest player in the world becomes available for nothing but money. It's just this will never happen again, and that to me is obviously why this front office is like, well, we may as well put every single chip that we have on the table. And it has been such a perfect storm, as I mentioned. There's the two-phase renovation that is happening in the middle of this. There's the $100 million facility that they were able to show him around, I guess. Mind-boggling. There's been so many layers to this, so many pieces to this. I can't believe it. Like, it's just all fallen into place of, like, before this week, it was very much like, well, the Dodgers are going to get him because the Dodgers can offer infinity dollars and the Dodgers are already an 100-win team. And then you start to peel it back and it's like, but the Blue Jays can go dollar for dollar if they really want to. Like, it's a matter of, you know, with the Blue Jays and with money spending, it's always a matter of what the ownership, what Rogers will allow, right? It's never been that the budget has a cap. It's that the ownership is capping the budget at something. And in this situation, what you have to do is go to them and say, we have two versions of payroll, one with Ohtani and one without Ohtani. And the pitch and the figures are pretty easy to show them. Like, we make the money back basically no matter what we pay this guy. We will make the money back in selling our television because we're a telecom, in selling our jerseys and selling our hats. The line about it being a Canada-wide team gets trotted around a lot, but it's a lot of fans and a lot of people seeing you, and then you're worldwide. Then you have three countries. I know this is all stuff that seems like stuff that we sort of offhandedly hear players mention all the time, but we're talking about a different stratosphere of guy here. It matters. What he can make of it is so much different than what Cody Bellinger can make of it, right? You go get Bellinger, and it's like, cool, you help the team, and maybe the team gets a little bit better down the stretch. Maybe there's some more tickets if they're really, really good. It's like, Ohtani is going to change overnight. Interest in your team, ceiling of your team, ticket sales for your team, international scope of your team. He does that by himself in a way that no other player on the planet does. Maybe Bryce Harper, but even then, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think as great and as fun as Bryce Harper is, I don't think there's a comparison for worldwide attention and appeal. And I think even putting aside the on-field stuff that Ohtani brings, I think there's long, long, long been the narrative that's still being talked about today with the Ohtani deal, that free agents don't come to Toronto in any sport except hockey. You know, the Raptors have that same thing. All their great players were acquired via trade except for DeMar and Pascal. And Fred, I guess. But like the major guys who get you over the hump never come here as free agents. And the Jays have had that knock on them for a long time as well. I don't think it's a fair knock anymore, especially for the Jays over the last few years, because they've been pretty successful in drawing big name free agents over the last few years. But it is still a narrative, arguably a lazy narrative, but a narrative nonetheless that exists. Yes. If you get literally the biggest free agent in history to sign with your team, just looking ahead, like, who wouldn't want to come play with Ohtani? And So I think it eliminates that immediately. And also, I think what's so crazy about this is you know, like you said, this will never happen again. This is the chance to get the franchise altering guy. Like, there isn't a draft. Well, there is a draft, but there's not a draft in baseball the way there is in the NBA, where every 10, 15 years or so, you know, there's a LeBron, there's a Wemby, there's a Durant, there's a whatever. baseball just doesn't really work that way. And your opportunities are to find that guy that is your guy and the guy for the rest of his career. And for it to be literally, arguably, the greatest player of all time. Like, it would completely change the shape of the franchise overnight, without question. And obviously, you still, it's baseball. It's not basketball. So you do have to put a team around the guy. Like, it's not, you know, one guy's on the floor and now you're a finals contender. But, you know, the Jays were an 89-win team last year. There's a lot of flaws, as we know. They've lost a bunch of their starters, starting lineup guys. You can argue whether or not some of those are good or bad. And, you know, the work doesn't finish with Ohtani, but, like, you know, I feel like the big panic, which I know we're going to get to, like, obviously the panic is they miss out on him and then they overpay Cody Bellinger. But sure, you sign Ohtani, then please overpay for Cody Bellinger. Like, I would, if you get Ohtani, I would love to overpay for Cody Bellinger in that case. So, and I, yeah, and, well, like, getting Ohtani, yeah, creates those kind of conversations. If you're going to go and spend the most expensive contract in North American sports history, if you're going to go and give that money, which is, that's what it's going to be, without, like, there's not even a debate at this point. If you're going to go and give close to $1 billion Canadian, which is probably what's going to be, 600 US, I looked it up, is like 815 Canadian. So you're getting close.
Man, yeah, crazy.
It's insane. But, like, if you're going to do that and then be like, well, we're done, like, that's crazy. You're not going to do that. So it, I think the reason I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the idea of Ohtani coming here is it's unfathomable. It's never happened to any of our teams. I was thinking about it the other day, where when the Raptors were in the finals and Kawhi hit the buzzer beater against the 76ers in game 7, you and I were doing a Sportsfeld talking about it. And you made the point, I remember, saying how, like, that shot doesn't happen to Toronto teams. We're on the receiving end of that. And, like, that kind of moment, there's that shot, and there's, like, Joe Carter's home run of, like, the moments kind of thing. And I feel like I'm having trouble believing that Shohei could sign with the Jays because of that kind of idea. Like, this kind of thing doesn't happen to Toronto teams. It is always the, and, like, sometimes somewhat rightfully so, but, like, for these kind of marquee guys, historically, it's the New Yorks, it's the LAs. You know, it makes sense why that has been the case historically. But Shohei is different. He's a different guy. So, I don't know.
Yes, there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack. You mentioned you aren't done if you get Shohei. It, absolutely true. It is funny how the rest of the lineup and the rest of the problems and every other question about the team, like, you view it totally differently if you have Shohei Ohtani in the fold. You're like, is Vlad going to have a bounce back here? It's like, well, if he's hitting behind Shohei Ohtani or in front of Shohei Ohtani, like, you feel pretty good. You feel pretty good about it. Bichette, you feel pretty good about, like, in some order, Bichette, Vlad, and Ohtani hitting in order. It's just like, you're suddenly like, yeah, this is going to be fine. Like, they're going to be fine. We watched all year long. They're like, man, it would be 9 hits and no runs. They would get guys on base. It was like, man, if they just had the one guy that, like, effortlessly hit the ball out of the stratosphere, and it's like, Shohei Ohtani's the absolute pinnacle of what that guy could be and could look like. It's startling how much the rest of the puzzle, just a giant piece, has slayed down. And it's like, wow, Kevin Biggio can play third. I don't give a fuck about that. Like, they'll find a left fielder. Couldn't care less. Like, Shohei Ohtani is DHing, and next year Shohei Ohtani is pitching. It's almost 2 years of signings.
It's not even getting into the fact that he's also a all-star Cy Young caliber pitcher.
And then you look at it, and it's like, well, they have an incredible pitching staff. They have an incredible pitching staff, and when he comes back, they could. It's a pitching staff that you can go to six men on because you had to protect him anyway, and you're all those guys are becoming veterans, and you protect them, and maybe you call up Ricky Tiedemann, and he's a guy who was short innings guy, and now you're a six man rotation with Ohtani and Tiedemann at the back end. You're cooking. It's crazy. And then sort of the part of it, you're absolutely right. Like, this is what's so been so incredible about this, and what is making it so nerve-wracking is this does happen to the New Yorks, and it does happen to the LAs. And I know that this is me casting aspersions on how I feel things are going, even though I have no insight, but like, it almost sort of feels like the Dodgers this whole time have been like, well, we're gonna get him, so like, our pitch is that we're the Dodgers, right? The pitch is that we're in LA, it's California, you already know California, you know that LA is the biggest market, you know we have the most money, you know we win the division every year, you know it's a World Series, if you're here for 10 years, you know it's like, you're gonna be in the NLCS at minimum five times, right? And then the Jays show up with this absolutely fucking bulletproof pitch. We have the better pitching staff. We have the better facility. The Dodgers facility split with the White Sox. Those poverty ass. they have roommates. At 30 years old, they have roommates. Suddenly the Jays, they have this. The pitch is polished, and the roster is there, and the building is renovated, and the fan base is huge, and the money is unlimited, and it's got to be so. By all accounts, again, not super insider, but by all accounts, is like, he can't help but think about the Jays' offer. This is how I read it, right? Because we're obviously reading into tea leaves, and where we are now, we had a week of a lot of rumors of where is he and where is Ross and where is the front offices and who's where and who is doing what. It seems now that the winter meetings have passed, it seems to have settled into like, everyone's gone home, all the pitches have been made, he's going to choose soon. That feels like where they're at, anybody you talk to, there's either guessing or the answer is it's 50-50 between the Jays and LA. And it's just crazy. It just seems like they did everything they could. They laid it out there, and we will see. It's so hard now. It's so hard now.
Yeah, and I think there's been a lot of, too much, one could say, talk about the secrecy of the Jays. And that also makes this so much different than any other free agency rumor mill wondering I can think of. Because, like, let's be honest, we truly have no idea. Like, we can read into everything we want, but, like, I've no idea. Even my cynical, there's no way he's coming to the Jays brain. Like, I don't know. Maybe, which makes this so, and the fact that we don't even know like when or how it's going to be announced, it's just all very up in the air and confusing and unknown, which makes it also kind of more exciting while also being infuriating. And
doing this today, because this feels like the first day in a while where it doesn't feel imminent tonight. The last 4 days, it felt like it could happen at any moment. Tuesday at 3:30, the account that we were all like, this insider account is fake, don't listen to them. At 3:30 was like, he chose the Dodgers. And then everyone just like breathed in and didn't exhale for like 45 minutes straight.
How could you do this to us, one MLB insider?
We trusted you, one MLB insider. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with it.
Oh, he's 2 hours ago. He repeated that the Dodgers have signed him.
Okay. I
haven't looked at his account since he said the Dodgers yesterday or whenever that was, the other day, as you said. But yeah, 2 hours ago,
Tuesday,
Ohtani's decided to join the Dodgers, a source with direct knowledge tells me.
I love this. I love that, you know, the first time around, they called the GM of the Angels 20 minutes before the press release went out. And they broke it through the team via the agent. And this time around, it's going to be an anonymous high schooler that breaks the most secretive ever happened. Speaking of the secretive coverage, I mean, it's been pretty incredible, the things that have come out. We had the slow trickle on Monday that Ross wasn't at the winter meetings. He did the incredible, the now infamous, if they get him, the infamous white background Zoom call. And then the buzz from Ken Rosenthal that he was in fucking Florida with Shohei Ohtani. staggering. And then you have the Dave Roberts admitting that they met with him at Chavez Ravine out in Dodger Stadium in California. We have heard rumors that the timeline was what? I think it was Friday Giants, Saturday Dodgers, Sunday night was fly to Dunedin. Monday, see the facilities. Monday night, Ross does his thing. We're getting like, oh my God, Kikuchi is in Toronto. What does it mean? It's been crazy. Flight tracking. It's been crazy. The follow along, who is where. There was a time we thought maybe Shohei had been in Toronto during the week. Still don't know if that's true or not. I don't see why they would, because I don't know what there is to even show him. The infield is the stadium is rubble, and all the player stuff is construction site. So I don't know why you would fly him over international borders to do that. But maybe they did. I don't know. It's been completely insane to try to follow. And I after a whole year where it was like, man, going on Twitter, going on here is just depressing, and I'm not going to do it as much, and there's no reason to be on here. It's been a solid week of basically being on there like nonstop, eating up every single possible thing that comes up. It's like, oh yeah, this is exactly why this platform fucking grew in the first place.
Yeah, we have a latest update from Ben Nicholson-Smith, care of the At the Letters podcast. Ben says he does like the Blue Jays. He has genuine interest in joining the Blue Jays. He has a real interest in the Toronto Blue Jays. I think that they are going to either get him or be the runner-up. So nothing new, but a more official source than the Daily Mail or one MLB insider, for sure. So here we are.
This is craziness. And it's been a fun week for DMing people that I have no business DMing and seeing if they will tip their hands to me. And some things were tipped, and nothing major, nothing that I'm looking to leak. But it's just been like crazy, the buzz. The winter meeting seemed like a total dud to actually be at because all the action was online. People were just guessing, like you said right there. Like, Ben is as connected as you're going to get. Parroting, you know, he seems to want to. It's will the agent, will the camp, will the big decision be, you know, we can get into some other parts of this because it's hard to figure out his thinking. But for me, you know, and it's easy for us to do, not in his position, but like for me, it's almost like the Dodgers are already a 100-win team. The fan base is already, they're already as maxed out on expectation and privilege as they can possibly get, right? They expect to win the division. They expect to win the World Series. Anything less than that is whatever. But they already got Mookie Betts. They already got Freddie Freeman. They already got Clayton Kershaw. They've already done this a bunch of times where they went out, they got the best player in the world at the time over and over again, and they make their big runs, and they got their Mickey Mouse ring in 2020. Isn't it more intriguing to lift, to be the lift, to be the push, to be the star, to be the guy, to be the nation's hero versus playing, you know, West Coast time on a team that spends a bunch of their time like bludgeoning the Colorado Rockies? Wouldn't it be more fun to fucking write your name in the history book of the American League East, to battle the Yankees, to battle the Red Sox, to lift a nation out of the doldrums, to make us an international super team, to team up with the super fun Vladimir Guerrero Jr., to have the great pitching staff? Isn't it just more exciting to do that than ho-hum your way to the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Sorry, productive outs just ruined my body for half a second. They did the old retweet. They did the old retweet Passan from 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Show his, well,
if he goes to the Angels, he's a... if he goes to the Angels, it's like, all right, man.
But yeah, all right. I mean,
I guess you don't care about anything.
If I'm the point is that he signed 6 years ago tomorrow.
That's correct. On the 8th at 2 p.m.
But yeah, I mean, to your point about the AL East versus the Dodgers, if it's me, then yeah, I agree. But I just have no fucking idea what motivates this guy. Like, he's such an international presence, and yet I don't know much about him. And I obviously by design, and like, especially through this process, which he has consciously kept so secretive, and fair enough, that's his, absolutely his right. But like, I have no fucking idea, frankly.
No clue.
All I can do is sort of fantasize and think about what will happen if we get him, and then at the same time, in a very real way, think about how fucked the Jays are if they don't get him.
So we've arrived here, and in the excitement of Monday, there was the Jays. Yes, the Jays was like, oh, they're focused on Ohtani, but they're also having conversations about Juan Soto. And this is where we're used to the Jays being, right? Is the like another team is almost finished a trade, and the team trading the big star brings the Jays up as like a rival that they can use to push leverage. But it was like, man, the Jays might pivot if they don't get Ohtani to get Juan Soto. And Juan Soto ends up on the New York Yankees. And it's difficult to not acknowledge the reality of what if they put their best foot forward and end up not getting Ohtani. And it's like, he likes us a lot. It was always going to be the Dodgers, but he just like, he couldn't help but be impressed by the Blue Jays, and he ended up being more intrigued than he expected. But at the end of the day, he had made his mind up and was like, I'm going to go to the Dodgers. Like, it was always going to be this. So he doesn't come here. The Yankees end up with Juan Soto. And now the Blue Jays are looking at the free agency and the offseason that we talked about before this all started. And we were like, yeah, I expect like a fixing the edges, try to replace some guys here, maybe go with youth. That's going to feel a lot worse than it would have had the Yankees not gotten Soto and Ohtani not been on the precipice of joining the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard for me to not think that. You said it off the top about how like this isn't this won't happen again. You were saying off the top.
That's correct.
And I think that sort of goes both ways here, in that this won't happen again. And if they don't get him, if they don't get him, the acquisition of Soto with the Yankees and the way they've developed and are planning their outfield, Soto in that trash park, the ascendance of the Orioles, the constant presence of the Rays, Boston, I'm not taking seriously until they sign somebody. But it does sort of feel like if they don't get Ohtani, they're sort of back into that third, maybe fourth best team in the division conversation. And, that's recency bias, but didn't see a lot last year to make me think otherwise. Springer's a year older. They lost four of their position players. Ryu is gone. Replace Jordan Hicks in the bullpen. Not the biggest deal, but like, there's a lot of work still to be done on this roster. And signing Shohei Ohtani covers up a whole bunch of that work. But if you don't sign Shohei Ohtani, I sort of feel, we talked a lot this season about how much longer is the window open. And you sign Shohei Ohtani for the next 12 years, and your window stays open no matter what. Regardless of what happens with Vlad and Bo, if you have Shohei Ohtani, your window is open. The Angels never capitalized on it, but their window was open. They were bad at it, but it was still there was never a season with Ohtani they went in being like, we're fine. We're just going to accept what we are. They got there eventually because they couldn't win any games. But I am very concerned about the long-term and short-term prospects of the Blue Jays. Prospects, no pun intended. Without Ohtani. Just because I feel like the Yankees are loading up again. The Orioles are good. They're young. They proved last year that they sustained it the whole year. The Rays. And I know that I maybe am more down on this team and this roster than some, which I think is fair. All those best case scenarios we talked about before last season could very well hit this season. It wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world. And they could be a 95 win team. But all those questions are very, very, very loud without adding Shohei Ohtani. As you said, Vlad hitting behind Shohei is a very different conversation than the one we've been having about him. And I feel like because, they haven't missed out on everybody, but free agency's been open for about a month now. Some, not all of the big names are off the board, but a lot of the big names are off the board. This wasn't the deepest free agency year to begin with. And, sure, if you don't get Ohtani, you can overpay Bellinger and you can maybe get Teoscar and you can maybe get Michael A. Taylor and that ilk, resign your Matt Chapman's.
Or now whatever. We're talking. But now we're like, talking Michael A. Taylor.
But like the scope of talent that is available after Ohtani, I don't know how much of it can put the Jays on that next tier that it seems like the Yankees are certainly stacking up to be, and maybe the Orioles are as well. And I don't know. I get a real, real bad feeling about this team going forward if they don't land Ohtani. And I know that it's like, well, they didn't sign the best player in the world, so they're not going to be as good. But it's also like, yeah, they won't.
Yes, if they don't get the best player in the world, they won't be as good. That is that is true. I mean, listen, it's they missed it on Candelario, and they're not going to get Soto. Aside from Ohtani, I didn't expect them to be playing at the very top. Bellinger, I guess, is in the conversation, but I think there will be a Bellinger, Soler, like they can fill some problems, they can fix some things. The people who aren't like big baseball fans, no matter what, are going to come out and be the classic Blue Jays, like, yeah, bridesmaids again, like they're
and I don't
same think old that, guys, and I don't think that's warranted at all in this situation. No,
and as someone who has been very critical of this front office, I don't think you can be one of the last two teams in on Shohei Ohtani and then be like, well, runners up again. Like, it's different.
Yeah, they didn't get the greatest free agent to ever exist. and listen, you can we've been and not as much recently, but in the past, again, as you said, we've been pretty harsh on these guys, and you can say what you will about Mark Shapiro. He has convinced this ownership group to give out bucket loads of money to like they paid nine figures for things multiple times. The $100 million for the spring complex, $300 million for one phase of the renovations, $500 million, like almost $1 billion off the field already he's gotten them to invest. And now we're talking about $600 million, maybe 800 Canadian on a player. You got to hand it to him. The guy knows how to make fucking suits. Be really impressed. He's really good at, like, getting Edward Rogers to get the big money signs in his eyes. And they've done that here, too. I just, I've allowed myself with this to dream on it in a way that I didn't expect. I sort of was, mm-hmm. like, taking the, like, it's December. You may as well act like you think they're getting Ohtani. Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? You can protect yourself and and do the, like, well, they're never going to get him, so don't bother thing. It's like, I don't really know what you're actually protecting having done that. And now that we're at the goal line, that's like, I feel sick to my stomach all the time. Very difficult.
I get the, I don't know if you get this. I get these, I'll be doing work and then I'll click over to Twitter and like see that there's new tweets and my heart does like a, and then of course there's nothing. It's like some stupid garbage.
So here we sit.
So, okay, let me ask you then. When do you think we will know?
I think we're finding out tomorrow. I think that the eighth thing, it being five, what is it, 6 years to the day, I think that's actually exactly what's going to happen. I think we're going to get it on. Why we're doing this tonight is like, I think it's coming tomorrow. You too?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Not, I didn't even know about the eighth thing till 2 seconds ago, but I feel like it's tomorrow just because it's felt all week like this is the week. I can't see it happening on a weekend. And I don't know. Winter meetings were this week. And it just feels like it's happening this week, and it's Thursday. So I think tomorrow.
Yeah, you had your whole week of pitches. You had your whole weekend of conversation. You have obviously at this point figured out the ceiling of how much money each team is going to offer. You know what they all have that they can give you. I think you take a day, you take 2 days, and you say, okay, on Friday we're making our mind up. And we can only hope it's us. Final prediction, Jake, do you think we wake up this weekend and Shohei Ohtani is signing a contract with the Toronto Blue Jays?
I don't. If I'm being perfectly honest, I don't.
It makes perfect sense for me for him to go to the Dodgers.
Yeah. I also have a weird thing in the back of my head that the Giants are going to get him. I don't know why, but I hope the Jays sign him. I'm not saying this as a, like, as you said, the protecting yourself, I always knew kind of thing. I just don't see a reality where he doesn't go to the Dodgers.
I get it.
I think, and like, look.
And I'll say it.
And I say that with all credit to the Jays front office. I think that they legitimately gave this, you know, there's been a lot of, as you said, there's been a lot of, well, we tried and we couldn't get the deal done kind of stuff with this front office in the past. And the jokes about the runners up and the guys we were in on. But, you know, I think you got to give them credit. I know it's kind of a loser attitude a little bit, but like, I think you got to give them credit for legitimately seeming to make him have to make a decision, at least. And like, I credit them for that. I don't think, if they don't get him come February, that's not going to matter. And I'm not going to care about that. But, you know, I think they've done a good job making it, at least, it's certainly more of a possibility than I ever could have imagined it would be. I'll say that.
Totally. I don't expect, if they don't get him, I don't expect it to come out to be like, the Jays weren't willing to go to X dollar amount, and they weren't willing to go to this many years, and they weren't willing to go to this and that. I think it's going to be 100%. They offered more or exactly as much. They offered the same offer. They offered more. He just chose a different place. I don't think it's going to be a, like, it got too rich for their blood and they said, well, good luck. I think they've pushed as far as they can, and we'll see how it goes. I'm happy to take the other side.
It honestly wouldn't shock me if they offer more and he still chooses the Dodgers.
We've seen some people, it's possible to know who's real and who's not. Some people have said that that the Jays believe they have the top dollar offer on the table. Maybe he has an opt out after 2 years. Who knows? Maybe he buys in for the remaining Vlad and Bo years. He wants to pitch for 1 year and then reestablish himself in the market. Who knows? I'll take the other side. I will, until I see it otherwise, I will believe that the Blue Jays are going to get Shohei Ohtani. I may as well, because it works and it fits, and it would be the single greatest free agent acquisition in the history of my lifetime. So why the hell not? When we do find out, I think we'll probably come back on here and talk about it. I think that's a pretty... if they sign fucking Shohei Ohtani, we'll do a Friday podcast. There's no question.
Yeah, that is...
It might just be us laughing and, like, crying, but we'll do it.
Look, if you want... If they sign Shohei Ohtani, we will get on the mic and we will ramble. Like, if you thought this was a rambly one...
Have some drinks.
Oh, yeah.
But, have some drinks, whatever. Yeah, that's all there is to it. Anything left in the bag there before we get to figuring out who wins Shohei?
No, I mean, like, what else is there to say? It's Soto's gone. It's Shohei or bust. And let's cross our
fingers. It is Shohei or bust. Which is to say, I don't even think the Yankees are going to be that good, but would have been nice to get Soto. Anyway, we break from here for now. I don't want to go any longer in case he signs also. In case we're wrong, he does sign tonight. You would hate to be wrong. That is it. We've been doing the best we can here to keep ourselves absolutely sane and on the level. Did a space on Twitter this week, took some calls, put that up on the Patreon, patreon.com/lessthanjays. Also on Monday when the rumors first broke, had a standing room only, was in there just sort of rambling about the possibilities of Shohei and Soto and just sort of what it means. It just means that the Blue Jays are looking at making a big swing. You can say... You know, who knows? If they don't get Shohei and they don't get Soto, they might have something else crazy big that we don't see coming because it looks like they're going to be active in the trade market. And we'll see whose temperature out there is for Alec Manoah. They have pieces to, like, if they get Shohei, this is another thing. If they get Shohei, they have fucking Manoah they could trade. There's people they could trade and it could go on and on. We'll wait to see which of those dominoes fall. But that stuff is up, patreon.com/lessthanjays. And you can guarantee... If there's more moves, more stuff will find its way both there and here on the podcast feed. Until then, until we find out where Shohei Ohtani is going, we will bid you adieu, good night, good day, and thank you so much for being a part of Less Than Jays.